You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
While the regular season is almost here, welcome to a new episode of Sixers Daily. I'm your host, Jazz Kang. Lots to discuss in the world of the Sixers. Ben Simmons back at practice. Still hasn't talked to the media yet, but we do know when he will. We'll jump into that. Plus, the Sixers still dealing with some injuries in terms of at the guard rotation. Doc Rivers touched on that at practice as well. But before I jump into things, don't forget, subscribe to the Liberty Ballers Podcast Network. We are now just 2 days away from the start of the regular season. The Sixers taking on the Pelicans on Wednesday. We're going to have you covered with new shows coming out throughout the week. And of course, check out libertyballers.com for all your Sixers needs. All right, so Ben Simmons back at practice. If you go online, you have a Twitter account. You can even just Google it. There's going to be quite a few memes about how Simmons looked in some of the pictures that were taken at practice. Some people already coming out with them, basically clowning Ben a little bit, making fun of his stoic expression. So again, check those out online. But on court, Ben still running with the reserves, didn't get any time with the starters. Tyrese Maxey getting his job out there. So it looks like the starting group is going to be Joel, Toby, Danny Green, Seth, and then Tyrese Maxey. The second unit looking like Drummond, George Niang, Matisse Thybulle, Fork, and then Isaiah Joe. So again, nothing really too surprising in terms of what we're seeing on the court, but Ben, you know, again, was involved in the team practices. He was on the court for drills. The reporters, and again, if you don't know how the NBA works, basically the reporters can't watch all of practice. They'll be allowed in for the last maybe 10, 15 minutes. That's for the TV cameras to get some B-roll. You'll get to see some drills as the team wraps up, and then you got to hang around, and then usually the coach does the media availability. Two or three players will come over, but all the reporters that were there, including our own Paul Hudrick, Keith Pompey of The Inquirer, Kyle Newbeck of Philly Voice, basically all were tweeting out the same thing, that as soon as practice wrapped up, Ben also noticeably did not put his hand in for the post-practice cheer that the teams do. Basically stood off a little bit to the side, walked off the court immediately, didn't want to get involved with anything to do with the team. And it was noted that he didn't really engage too much with his teammates. Wasn't, you know, you see guys like Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris walking around laughing, having a good time with their teammates. Yeah, Ben not doing that yet. Although, of course, historically we do know that Ben is a pretty quiet guy. He's not really, you know, up in a rah 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 and in people's face. So maybe just sticking with kind of the status quo with that. But it was interesting to see how Doc was handling this, and he basically said that Ben did practice a lot more on Monday, and he's kind of getting more into the drills and into the team stuff, but not ready yet to say when he's going to come back and play. And Doc Rivers said he'll make that decision when the time comes. He's just going to wait and see. They also touched on Ben's spirit, saying he's been looking good there, and they're just going to kind of keep things moving. So again, a guy joins the team, you know, 2-3 weeks after everybody has been together, it's going to take him time to get acclimated again. Probably not close to being as good and as shape as the rest of his teammates after a couple of weeks of camp. So looks like Ben's probably going to, I'm just guessing, I don't know for sure, that he's going to probably sit on Wednesday. I don't know if that makes Friday a possibility at home against Brooklyn for the home opener, which, can you imagine, could turn into a sideshow with what's going to happen inside the Wells Fargo Center. So lots still to come out, you know, through all this. Yeah, we got one major domino fall when Ben showed up in Philly, but now we don't know what the heck is going to happen next, and if he's going to be disruptive on the court, if he's going to, you know, actually give a full-on effort on the court. We don't know any of that, but we do know that Ben is going to talk to the media on Tuesday following practice. So again, that's going to be the next layer in this soap opera we've basically been doing with since June 20th, which is when the Sixers lost to the Atlanta Hawks. So seeing that news that he's going to talk, I think a lot of people I don't want to say excited in the sense of like, hey, yeah, Ben's going to talk. More in the sense of, what is he going to say? And how is he going to handle this? Is he going to sit there Marshawn Lynch style and just give short answers? Is he going to come out there and just be super honest and say, this is why I don't want to be here, and this is what happened? I would venture to guess that Ben is going to be short and concise with his answers. Say some cliches like, I'm just here. I'm going to help the team win while I'm here. Stuff along those lines. But that is going to be the major story. I mean, obviously the NBA tips off on Tuesday with a doubleheader, but before that gets started, that's going to be the major thing to keep an eye on is how is Ben's demeanor? What are his answers like? I think trying to look for that information, which is much better to do this way in person than it is off of Zoom. So I think that is going to be the major story throughout the morning on Tuesday until we get an answer as we get into the afternoon when the Sixers wrap up practice is how is Ben going to handle this? I don't see him playing quite yet on Wednesday. And just based off some of the reports we're getting from inside the facility, it looks like he's not fully comfortable yet and he's not totally engaged. So again, this is going to have to change because when he comes back, he's your best option at the point guard spot. So you would expect him to start over Tyrese Maxey, and maybe then you will start to get a little bit more into practice and joking with his teammates. But I mean, like I said, guys like Fort, guys like Tyrese Maxey, who talked about Ben Simmons. He said, hey, I'm happy to have my friend back. We talked before practice started. So, they're looking at this from a place of it's business, which it is. Let's not get it twisted. Just like owners will want to get rid of players whenever they want to, the players have to look out for themselves. So this whole thing is, I think the players are going to handle it professionally. Whether Ben does in terms of an on-court thing, I think that, again, is another big thing to keep an eye on. Also, the Sixers are still dealing with some injury news. Shake Milton, bad ankle still. Doesn't look like he's going to be ready to go anytime soon. Doc said that. So when you're looking at the secondary rotation, Isaiah Joe showed out really well throughout the preseason. So look for him to get that chance to be able to step up without Shake there. But again, the Sixers with that second unit are going to have to find a way to get creative, to get some shot creation, basically from the top of the key. Who's going to be able to break down the defense? Look for Andre Drummond to really be a staple in that second unit. I mentioned he had that one 6-assist game in the preseason. So it looks like, Doc comfortable giving him a role of being more like a playmaker with the second unit, because you don't see a lot of penetration from guys like Isaiah Joe and Furk. And so these guys it's going to have to be offense by committee, basically, is what you're going to see from the second unit. And until Shake gets back and obviously Ben gets back, that might be an area to look out for in terms of where the Sixers might struggle is being able to get shot creation from their backcourt. But again, I like what I've seen from Maxey. He's much more aggressive when he's on the court. Could probably play 34, 35 minutes. It's just those non-Maxey minutes are going to be interesting to see how Doc handles being a little bit shorthanded in the backcourt. But again, I still think the Sixers team is very deep defensively. They're going to be very, very good. That's with or without Ben Simmons. So I think Doc will have to get creative in terms of trying to manufacture some points out of that second unit. But until Ben gets back, and if he does come back, we don't know for sure yet, even if he is going to play a game yet, that remains to be seen too, but it looks like, that is what the Sixers are going to be looking at for the backcourt rotation. So again, there's a lot to unpack yet. There's a lot that we have to wait to see how it's all going to go down in the next, week or so. Again, I'm leaning towards Ben not playing on Wednesday. I just based off of how the rotations are looking during practice, the fact that he's basically off to the side when they're going with their top 10, shows to me maybe he's not ready in terms of being in game shape, number one. Number two, whatever new wrinkles and nuances Doc Rivers and his staff have added, not only to the offense, but defensively in terms of their scheme, might not be up to speed there yet. So we could look at him maybe sitting out another week. Friday remains a possibility, but like I said, we are going to finally get some answers to this and see if he's going to be engaged, give 100% until he gets his wish and he is traded. We don't know yet, but getting to hear from him on Tuesday, I think we'll start to be able to see and get a vision maybe for how the next, month, 2-3 months are going to go if he's still in a Sixers uniform. That'll do it for this episode of Sixers Daily. Before I wrap things up, like I said, don't forget, subscribe to Liberty Ballers Podcast Network. You can catch us anywhere you get your fix. We're also going to be doing a Twitter Spaces live on Wednesday to preview the season. It'll be myself, Adio, Steve Lippman, Sean Kennedy. We're all going to be together, kind of breaking things down, not only for how the season's going to go and our thoughts on that, but the whole Ben Simmons situation, which again, we should get more clarity on Tuesday. And we'd also appreciate if you can give us a 5-star review if you feel inclined to do so. We'd always love that from you as well. That'll do it for this episode. I'll talk to you all next time.